Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You've come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Shike.
Hey, people, I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shike. Welcome to another edition of the podcast as we head into Thanksgiving and the blessings, giving thanks for the blessings that God has given to us, both individually, but also as a nation. Of course, the greatest blessing of all is His Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die and rise again for our forgiveness, to give us the gift of eternal life. What a blessing that is. Of course, we give thanks for that. I hope you give thanks for that daily. But along with Jesus, as if that wasn't enough, God has given us so many other gifts to be thankful for at this time of year. No matter what the circumstances are in life, no matter how bad things get, we can always look around and find gifts of God given to us each and every day. So I want to encourage you this week to be looking around and finding those gifts and giving thanks to God. And one of those gifts, I firmly believe, is the gift of the United States of America, the greatest nation that has ever existed in the history of the world, in my opinion. Perhaps that's your opinion also. That's not to say that we are without flaws. Indeed, we could focus on those flaws, and many spend all their time focused on that. But we could also focus on the blessings of this nation. And one of the great blessings that we should be giving thanks for at this time of year, and yet I think often know very little about, is a thing called the Mayflower Compact. And so I thought I would take a little time during the podcast today to talk about that. It's kind of an obscure historical thing, and yet without the Mayflower Compact, we would not have the country we have today. So we should know and give thanks for the blessings that God has given us through the Mayflower Compact. It's actually a very, very short document written on a ship, on the Mayflower. And so let's talk about a little bit about why that document was written, why it was important, and how it has impacted us today. And then I'll actually read it to you. It'll take probably one minute to read the Mayflower Compact to you. And yet it has become that important in the life of our nation. So what happened was the Pilgrims, along with some other people, sailed on the Mayflower to come to the what was called the New World at that time. And they were sailing for Virginia, where they had an opportunity under the Virginia Company's patent to live and to be governed under that patent that the Virginia Company had within the boundaries of Virginia in the, quote, New World. Well, what happened was they were blown off course going across the Atlantic, and they wound up far, far north of Virginia in what we know as Massachusetts. And when they landed there, when they were going to land there, they had no legal authority to land there. They had no legal government when they would have landed there. And so some on the ship said, we can't land here. We're not allowed to land here. This is not our land. We need to go further south to this land called Virginia, where the government of England has allowed us to go. And others wanted to stay where they were because it was getting toward winter. So what happened was some what they call strangers, they were the non-Puritan passengers, were unhappy about being forced to settle that far north. And they were considering rebelling against the other leaders, the Christians on the ship. And the compact was designed to do a couple of things. One of the things it was designed to do was to prevent that kind of mutiny from happening, because if some had mutinied, the whole colony would have died, as many did that first winter there. There was no formal authority, no formal government when they landed there, and so they would need to create their own government from scratch in this new land. That was unprecedented for people to gather together and to create a government of the people. We'll say from a later phrase, this is not part of the Mayflower Compact, but of the people, by the people, and for the people. This was a great departure from the English system under which they sailed from England, headed to Virginia, where power was concentrated in the monarch and the king of England at that time. And so this was a great departure. They were on their own and had to set up their own government. The compact was intended as a temporary solution until they could obtain permission from the Council of New England, or for the Virginia Company, to establish a colony where they were. But it, in fact, remained in effect for about 70 years, and it became essentially the de facto constitution of the Plymouth Colony. So essentially, to summarize what I just said, The Mayflower Compact was needed to establish a temporary government because there was an absence of legal authority, formal authority there. It was designed to prevent mutiny by the strangers, the non-pilgrims on the ship. It was designed to foster collective decision-making, to protect individual rights, and provide a framework for governance until more formal permission could be obtained from the Virginia Company. Well, of course, that formal permission never came, and the colony landed in modern-day Massachusetts and became its own government. So let's take a look at the Mayflower Compact itself. And for those of you on YouTube, I'll toss it up on the screen so you can read along, but it's only going to take about a minute. It's pretty short. Mayflower Compact. It's an agreement between the settlers at what was called New Plymouth in 1620. In the name of God, amen. So right away, the Christian influence right there at the start. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign, Lord King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, defender of the faith, etc., etc. Having undertaken for the glory of God, notice why they came, having undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, an honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another, covenant and combine ourselves together into a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof do enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod on the 11th of November in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland the 18th, and Scotland the 54th, and the year of our Lord 1620. And that is the end of the Mayflower Compact. It's pretty short, but that's what they drew up, and that's how they landed there in on Cape Cod, there to begin a new colony. It's crucial because, as I said, it's the first time that a group of people got together and said, we are going to form our own government, and we are going to form our own laws, and we're going to draft our own constitutions and our own ordinances and our own actions, and we are going to submit ourselves to them with no other authority other than God. God at the beginning of the Mayflower Compact, God at the end of the Mayflower Compact. God is the one who is reigning sovereign, and we are his subjects, and we will create this government. And that was the first time that it had ever happened in what became, eventually, the United States of America. So that's the blessing. We are heirs of that. Those ideas that came across on the Mayflower Compact, on the Mayflower. 10 years later, and we'll just end this way. It's going to be a short one because it's Thanksgiving week. We don't have a lot of time to be listening, I'm sure. You're cooking the turkey or whatever it is you're doing, hopefully. But we'll do this shortly. But 10 years later, 40 miles to the north, John Winthrop would expound on the Mayflower Compact and expound on the blessings of the Mayflower Compact and what the pilgrims had done. And in his famous sermon, A Model of Christian Charity, this is what John Winthrop said, and you'll hear the famous line. In the sermon, he said, quote, "For we must consider that we shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all people are upon us, so that if we shall deal falsely with our God in this work we have undertaken, and so cause him to withdraw his present help from us, we shall be made a story and a byword through the world." City on a hill. So that's the first time that I know of that phrase was used in that sermon by John Winthrop. Of course, it comes from the words of Jesus, that we are, as Christians, we are a light on a hill. We don't keep our light hidden, but we let our light shine for all the world to see it. And so that's where John Winthrop got this idea that the little colony there in what became Massachusetts is a city on a hill. But he spent the rest of the paragraph really warning people, and that warning kind of rings true down to us today. The eyes of all people are upon us. Isn't it true? The eyes of the world, it seems, are on the United States of America. And if we deal falsely with our God in this work we have undertaken, if we are not a shining city on a hill, we will cause God to withdraw his presence from us, and we shall be made a story and a byword through the world. We certainly pray this Thanksgiving prayers not only of thanks, but prayers of repentance. Because clearly, throughout our history, while we are, I do believe, the greatest nation in the history of the world, while we have done as a nation many, many great things, we also have much to repent of, both in the distant past and today as well. And so it is important for us to not only give thanks on Thanksgiving, but also to spend our time repenting as well, turning back to God, repenting of those evils that have been among us in the past that still are among us today, repenting of the evils in our own heart, that we might truly be a not just a city on a hill, but a shining city on a hill, that we as individuals might let our light shine forth for Jesus in our culture, in our communities, and in our nation, and in the world. That's what we got for you today, a shorter podcast as we get ready for this Thanksgiving celebration. I want to remind you to write us at eagleson the hill 211@gmail.com and let us know other ideas for podcasts as we continue our podcasting journey together. Remember that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and soar on wings like eagles. Thanks for listening to the podcast today, and I would say a word of thanks to you for being part of this journey together. Thanks.